thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously, your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Shalom, and thanks for tuning in to yet another episode of Messianic Moments. Today we're going to take a look at this week's Torah portion of Vayetzeh, but before we do that, I wanted to take a look real quick at a passage in Matthew chapter 28 in the Besorah. Now, after Shabbat, this is verse 1, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Miriam of Magdala and the other Miriam came to look at the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of Adonai descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing as white as snow. And those keeping watch were shaken for fear of him and became like dead men. Verse 5, but the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know you are looking for Yeshua who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And of course, the disciples are told about this, and Yeshua, of course, makes the official declaration to go make disciples of every nation. Everyone, go make disciples. And this very story, this very section of Matthew, the very last chapter, this is the foundation stone of faith for us Messianic believers. But it comes with a very interesting fact that may or may not be connected to this week's Torah portion of Vayetzeh. Let's take a quick look again at verse 2, chapter 28. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of Adonai descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. Now let's play a quick game that I enjoy playing when reading scripture, and that is a game called Where Have I Heard This Before? So let's take a look at this week's Torah portion of Vayetzeh. We're going to take a look at chapter 29 of Genesis. Let's read it from verse 1. Then Jacob lifted up his feet and went to the land of the people of the east. When he looked, suddenly there was a well in the field, and there were three herds of sheep resting by it. For from that well they would water the flocks. The stone on the mouth of the well was large. When all the herds gathered there, they would roll away the stone from the mouth of the well and water the flocks, but put the stone back to its place over the mouth of the well. Jacob said to them, my brothers, where are you from? We're from Haran, they said. So he said to them, do you know Laban, Nahor's son? They said, we know. He said to them, is he well? Well, they said, look, here comes his daughter Rachel with the flock. He said, since it's still the middle of the day, it's not time for the livestock to be gathered. Water the flock and let them go and graze. But they said, we can't, not until all the flocks are gathered and the stone is rolled away from the mouth of the well. Then we water the flock. So, do you catch where the repetition is? Do you catch the story that might be unfolding before our very eyes? This week's Torah portion talks about how in order to water the flock, you have to gather the flock, and then the stone is rolled away from the mouth of the well, and that's when the watering of the flock begins. And as we just read in Matthew, in Matthew chapter 28, Yeshua's resurrection included a very interesting detail that most people tend to miss, that the stone was rolled away, and then what happens after? Not only does he live, but he waters the flock, because he said, "Come to me, all who are thirsty, and I will give you water to drink." Right? He is our well. He is our fountain of truth, fountain of life. He is the one that gives us Mayim Chaim, living waters. And we, as his sheep, gather as a flock to the watering hole, which is our faith, our foundation of faith, which is the resurrection, the empty tomb.